The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Greetings to my 400 affiliates across the United States, Canada, and the entire world. If you're listening on Facebook or on Instagram or on HughHewitt.com, welcome as well on this Thanksgiving week. And we get underway with just great news. AstraZeneca and Oxford's COVID-19 vaccine trial, up to 90% effective. So we have three vaccines now, Pfizer, Moderna, and now in Great Britain, AstraZeneca. As the world's medical and scientific elites have come together with their government's backing. Notice it's the free governments of the world, the United States and the United Kingdom, that led the way here. And we are going to be, we're just going to be in great shape by early spring. Help is on the way. Dr. Fauci said yesterday, cut number six on Meet the Press.
Point number two is that help is on the way. Traditionally and historically, highly efficacious and effective vaccines have crushed epidemics like smallpox and polio and measles. We can do that with the vaccines that are going to be coming online.
Now, Dr. Tom Inglesby of Johns Hopkins on Fox News, cut number seven.
Yeah, I wouldn't call this good news. I would call this great news. It's fantastic. It's probably the best news we've had since the start of the pandemic. We have two vaccines that are making their way through the approval process that may be as high as 95% effective and seem to be safe based on the information we've seen so far.
Then Moncef Slaoui on CNN with Jake Tapper, cut number five.
100%. I have to say the operation has operated in full speed, based on science, focusing on patients and people's need, no political interference, no bureaucracy, no red tape. It's been just an incredible, visionary approach to put together science and the Department of Defense and industry in an incredible partnership. Frankly, it's been exceptional.
He was praising Operation Warp Speed, the head of vaccine. Jane Harman, former congresswoman, head of the Wilson Center, said this is cut number eight about Operation Warp Speed on Fox News yesterday.
Doesn't President Trump deserve credit, in fact, a great deal of credit, for Operation Warp Speed and this private partner, public partnership, which has resulted in two vaccines in less than 10 months with more on the way?
Yes, I think he does.
Yes, he does. But, of course, they never said that during the election, and too late now. President-elect Joe Biden has picked Anthony Blinken as his Secretary of State. He is one of his closest aides, longest-serving foreign policy advisors. He is smart. He is competent. He is mainstream. He's also picked Linda Thomas-Greenfield as his nominee for ambassador to the UN. She is a career foreign service officer. She's a former assistant secretary of state for Africa. She's extraordinarily competent, mainstream. Jake Sullivan is going to be the national security advisor and replace my friend Robert O'Brien. Competent, smart, mainstream. The first three appointments announced by the president-elect are very good ones. And that's very reassuring. No, they're not conservatives. No, they're not center right. They're center left. But they will carry on the work of Mike Pompeo and Robert O'Brien. And they will, I believe, build upon President Trump's achievements in the Middle East and the reorientation of the West towards China. They're not radicals. They're not from the left wing of the party. They're not progressive. They're smart, center left, mainstream, competent people. Now on Georgia. Look, let me I have to explain to you again. I'm going to talk about Georgia a lot until registration is done on December 7th. You've got, you know, basically a week to get registered in Georgia. Why does it matter so much? I got asked that this weekend as the Cleveland Browns were rolling to their 22-17 win over the Eagles. Yes, they beat the Eagles. They thrashed the Eagles. And the Browns are now 7-3. I've been on the radio since 1990. I've been on television since 1992. The last time that the Browns were 7-3 was 1994. It's been a while. I'm pretty ecstatic. I feel very bad for Joe Burrow, the Cincinnati Bengals hotshot young quarterback who tore up his knee yesterday, and our best wishes go out to him. We want Lamar Jackson, Joe Burrow, Baker Mayfield, and someone who's going to replace Big Ben in Pittsburgh. You know, if it's Justin Fields, I may just throw myself off of a building. I don't know. But, you know, it's good to have good quarterbacks, good young quarterback. Burrow got hurt. He'll be back. He'll be back. But to Georgia, I was being asked during the game, why does Georgia matter? Right now, it's 50-48. 50 Republicans, 48 Democrats. If Democrat John Ossoff, who is just AOC light, he's AOC without the brains and charm, or Reverend Raphael Warnock, who's just a radical, just absolutely out there radical. If they win, it will be 51-50 counting Vice President Kamala Harris as the tiebreaker. And the Democrats will proceed to break the filibuster, pack the Supreme Court, slash military funding, defund the police, end Medicare as it exists now, send taxes through the roof, confirm hard left judges and other nominees, and I mean hard left. They can use budget bills or the broken filibuster to pass a carbon tax through reconciliation process. They will legislate on the Second Amendment. Many terrible things will happen to the United States if John Ossoff and Raphael Warnock win. We have to reelect David Perdue and return Kelly Loeffler to the Senate. It's just that simple. Now, I want to remind everyone what Chuck Schumer said about Georgia. Cut number 12.
Now we take Georgia, and then we change the world.
Yeah!
I'm sorry, can you repeat that, Mr. Schumer? Now we take Georgia, and then we change America.
How are they going to change America? I just told you. So the Senate Majority Fund began hammering away this weekend. Here is their ad on John Ossoff. If you're watching on Facebook or Instagram, you can watch it, but you can listen to it as well. Cut number 10.
By bringing the relief to Georgia, we saved 1.5 million jobs. We put money in the hands of the smallest businesses out here in America. This was a life-saving exercise.
The CARES Act worked. It saved countless jobs and small businesses throughout Georgia. But John Ossoff criticized the plan to score political points, all while his own family was benefiting from it.
Republicans are clobbering Democrat John Ossoff for criticizing federal bailouts, while his father accepted a small business loan during the coronavirus pandemic.
Democrat John Ossoff has been critical of the CARES Act, which has funneled federal money into businesses of all sizes struggling during the pandemic. One of them is Strafford Publications, a modest business in Midtown founded by Ossoff's father.
It's time to put Georgia first, not your campaign. John Ossoff, putting politics over people.
That's just the beginning. Kelly Loeffler, Senator Loeffler, ran an ad about her opponent, Raphael Warnock, cut number 11.
I'm Kelly Loeffler. I approve this message.
Nobody can serve God and the military.
Raphael Warnock attacks our military.
Police power, the kind of gangster and thug mentality.
Warnock attacks our police.
Somebody's got to open up the jails.
Raphael Warnock is dangerous. No wonder he defended this.
Not God bless America. God f*** America.
Raphael Warnock, the radical's radical.
That's exactly right. He is the radical's radical. This weekend, I saw that my friends at the Washington Post say he beat Kelly Loeffler in the primary. No, he didn't. He got far less than the two Republican candidates, Loeffler and Collins, did. He's probably going to be rejected en masse, but we can't take that chance. He would be the most radical member in the history of the United States Senate. John Ossoff would be close. Here's what John Ossoff, by the way, he wants to lead a purge. Cut number 13, Ossoff talking during the campaign about what his intention is for the United States.
We need to send a message this year. We need to send a message that if you indulge this kind of politics, you're not just going to get beaten. You're going to get beaten so bad you can never run or show your face again in public. Because we have had enough, absolutely enough, of what we are getting from Donald Trump and his fellow travelers right now.
So this is Thanksgiving week. Is that what you want with John Ossoff and Raphael Warnock? No. You want David Perdue and Kelly Loeffler in Georgia? You can call me, 1-800-520-1234. I'm just talking to Georgia voters. I'd prefer first-time callers, 1-800-520-1234. I know the Democrats are swamping you with ads, but I am here to tell you how to register by December 7th. Vote on or before January 5th, and I'm going to urge early voting because we got to keep the Senate in Republican hands. I'll be right back, America. It's the Hugh Hewitt Show. Hi, Hugh Hewitt for ReliefFactor.com. If you are in pain and you want out of pain, well, you need to talk to the people that get it done. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son owners of ReliefFactor.com. They tell me that sometimes whole families can be helped when one member of the family gets out of pain. For example, finally, a married couple gets to sleep through the night again when one isn't tossing and turning with a terrible back. That's why Pete and Seth created the 3-week quick start so you can find out if those people are you. For about $1 a day, you can see if you can get out of pain, and after that, lessen the cost of a cup of coffee a week to stay out of pain. The 3-week quick start is like a trial pack, and it can be at your door in about 2 to 3 days. Let's face it, getting older, exercise, even everyday living can create discomfort, pain. You don't order Relief Factor just for yourself. Order it for your wife, your husband, your family, your friends. They miss the old you, too. A 3-week quick start at ReliefFactor.com or call 800-500-8384. 800-500-8384.
Get in and stumble to the kitchen, pour myself a cup of ambition, and yawn and stretch and try to come to life. Jump in the shower and the blood starts pumping. Out on the streets, the traffic starts jumping with folks like me on the job from 9 to 5. Working 9 to 5.
Welcome back, America. Everybody loves Dolly Parton. She gave so much money. I think it was the Vanderbilt. They were instrumental in developing one of the vaccines. She's America's sweetheart right now. Not being loved so much by the Trump campaign or by President Trump is Sidney Powell, the lawyer who made truly startling conspiracy theories, has been fired by President Trump. Let go. Disassociated. I don't know how you say it. She's a public figure. I don't wish to get it wrong, but The New York Times reads, President Trump's campaign on Sunday disavowed Sidney Powell, one of his lawyers. I don't know how people have changed lawyers often. They said the repudiation of Ms. Powell, which came at the hands of former allies like Rudy Giuliani, added unwanted drama for the president's legal team at a moment when it is losing case after case. I actually am unaware of any viable case that the president has at this point. I'll read any allegation that makes it past summary judgment. I'll study it up. Thus far, there is none. And I really think, as disappointed as I am, and as disappointed as you all are who voted for President Trump, we have to, at this point, win Georgia and prepare for President-elect Biden. And Mitch McConnell needs our support, and Kevin McCarthy needs our support, and President Trump, in his retirement, which may be temporary, needs our support, but we don't need out there theories that just boggled the mind when Sidney Powell articulated them and the president dropped her yesterday. Let's check and see what markets are doing. Brought to us by our friends at Birch Gold, HughGold.com. It's going to be a wild ride between now and middle of next year as we figure out what a Biden administration means. It's just going to be a wild ride. And so what's the safest investment of all? Gold. It goes up and it goes down. It never loses its value completely. It always stays, in my experience, it always stays above $1,400. Right now it's $1,864 an ounce. If you can afford it, give your family gold for Christmas and tell them to put it away against craziness in the economy and hyperinflation. If you've got a 401k or an IRA, you can roll it over. Not all of it. I think 10 to 25% of your retirement ought to be in gold. You can find out at HughGold.com, or you can text my name, Hugh, to 474747. If you buy gold right now, they'll also send you a free silver dollar, which is just something fun to give the grandkids. But if you can afford it, give the grandkids an American Eagle. Buy your gold from Birch Gold. Get diversified. What happened in the market on Friday? Everything was red. Dow was down 219. The Nasdaq off 50. The S&P down 24. Everything overseas, well, not everything. Japan was down 0.42%. But Hong Kong went up. England and Germany are up at this hour. I don't know what's going to happen here, but another new vaccine is usually good news, and the broad market will be happy with that. I think the recovery is going to be fast and furious. It is going to be the super V that President Trump promised, and it is going to lead, I think. I don't know if we're going to get a phase four, because there's a lot of money washing around in the system that's going to accelerate, and inflation is coming. And if that happens, you definitely want to own gold. HughGold.com. Chris Christie, by the way, was on This Week with George Stephanopoulos yesterday. Remember, he's a very good friend of the president's. And he talked about the president's legal team until they fired. This was before they fired Sidney Powell. Cut number one.
Is it finally time for this to end?
Yes. And here's the reason why. The president has had an opportunity to access the courts. And I said to you, you know, George, starting at 2:30 a.m. on Wednesday morning, if you've got the evidence of fraud presented, and what's happened here is, quite frankly, the conduct of the president's legal team has been a national embarrassment. Sidney Powell accusing Governor Brian Kemp of a crime on television, yet being unwilling to go on TV and defend and lay out the evidence that she supposedly has. This is outrageous conduct by any lawyer. And notice, George, they won't do it inside the courtroom. They allege fraud outside the courtroom, but when they go inside the courtroom, they don't plead fraud and they don't argue fraud. This is what I was concerned about at 2:30 in the morning on Wednesday night. Listen, I've been a supporter of the president. I voted for him twice. But elections have consequences, and we cannot continue to act as if something happened here that didn't happen.
That's why I believe the president let Sidney Powell go. Of Chris Christie's remarks yesterday, I think that's why he dumped her. I'll be right back, America. Stay tuned.
300 million little USAs. Your doorstep is just a click away. We'll get together one of these days. How can you be as nice as me? You're not from the same slice as me. Where do we go from here, my friend? Is this the way our story ends? Hey, man, sing
it. Welcome back, America. It's Hugh Hewitt. Dr. Moncef Slaoui is the head of the administration's Operation Warp Speed, and he made the rounds yesterday with tidings of great joy. This thing is going to roll out fast. The vaccines are just going to roll out very, very, very quickly. Cut number two, this is Dr. Slaoui talking with Jake Tapper.
Yes, so the operation is not involved in that decision. What's going to happen, which is happening literally starting tomorrow, is that the CDC and its Advisory Committee for Immunization Practices, ACIP, are going to start looking into the data of the vaccines at the same time as the FDA is assessing the data for emergency use authorization assessment. And the plan is within 24 hours or less from the emergency use authorization approval, the ACIP will meet and issue guidance. CDC will issue guidance to all the states. Here are the populations that should be prioritized. But then the way things are planned is we will distribute vaccines where each state Department of Health will have asked us to distribute it, and then it will be the state. Each state will independently decide, taking into account the guidance, who to immunize. So some states may make different decisions depending on their population and their situation. But clearly, the highest risk people, the first line workers, the healthcare workers will be among the first to be immunized in the next 3 months after immunization, after approval.
He also talked about, when do we get started on this? Cut number four.
Well, our plan is to be able to ship vaccines to the immunization sites within 24 hours from the approval. So I would expect maybe on day two after approval, on the 11th or on the 12th of December, hopefully, the first people who will be immunized across the United States, across all states, in all the areas where the state departments of health will have told us where to deliver the vaccine.
Just amazing. He went on at longer about the impact of this. The country and will be safe by May, basically. Cut number three.
So normally, with the level of efficacy we have, 95%, 70% or so of the population being immunized would allow for true herd immunity to take place. That is likely to happen somewhere in the month of May or something like that, based on our plans. I really hope and look forward to seeing that the level of negative perception of the vaccine decreases and people's acceptance increase. That's going to be critical to help us. Most people need to be immunized before we can go back to a normal life.
I want to get to that in a second, but before we talk about the need for the public to understand that this is safe, these vaccines have moved significantly more quickly than other modern vaccines, development and approval. It's a process that usually takes years. It's going to be accomplished in just 10 months. How confident are you that there will not be any significant adverse side effects with these vaccines? What kind of reassurance can you provide?
Yes. So the way we have accelerated was to first capitalize on at least 10 years of research around what's called platform technologies, which is like almost like a cassette player in which you can fit different cassettes for different musics. The different cassettes would be different vaccines. In this case, the COVID-19 vaccine. So all the upstream part of the discovery that usually takes 5-6 years have been done in 2 months, literally. Then we run much, much larger clinical trials than required by the FDA for an approval. So our level of understanding on a broad population basis of the short-term safety of the vaccines is actually very good, better than what we usually have. What we are lacking is the long-term safety, just because it's a fact. We can't follow up for too long on these vaccines while 1,000 to 2,000 people die every day. That's the risk we know. Now, very importantly, two things. One, the FDA has shown that for hundreds of thousands of individuals that have participated to clinical trials for vaccine over the last 40 years, 90 to 95% of all serious adverse events happen within 40 days from completing immunization. That's the reason the FDA said we need 60 days after completing immunization of safety observation before you can file. We know that for the vaccines that are being filed, the Pfizer and the Moderna vaccine, there are no significant serious adverse events in that period of time. After, when we start to immunize the population, the CDC and the FDA are setting up very, very thorough and active pharmacovigilance surveillance system to assess and document the safety of the vaccine. My expectation, this vaccine will be as safe as all the other vaccines that are being used in the population. And I would really urge people to listen to the experts, look at the data, keep their mind open, and hopefully accept to be immunized.
Well, let me add here at this point, throughout the summer, I was urging administration officials, get an ad campaign going. And I see the ad council today is out with a $50 million ad campaign. That's barely a drop in the bucket. Everyone's got to get this vaccine. And I know some people are suspicious of vaccines. Nothing has ever been this closely scrutinized. It's got to get to 70% of the population quickly, and people just have to take it. And I know some of you have objections. A tiny portion of you actually have objections. This is a scientifically oriented audience and with great information acquisition skills because you listen to me. It's safe. It's effective. Everybody's going to need to take it. Every population's going to need to take it. And we're going to have to roll it out. I wish they would have approved it this weekend. I'm sure they were working yesterday on Sunday. I'm sure they'll work on Thanksgiving. These people have been working around the clock to get this moving. And that's great news. It's great Thanksgiving week news. This is a quick reminder about something that you can do to make Thanksgiving week even better. You're going to start all your crazy preparations. Some of you are already making various specialty dishes. Would you spend a moment to think about my Angel Tree campaign? It's going to be a short week for many of you who are planning to travel or drive just to a small pod. So I need your help today. Last Christmas in 2019, Prison Fellowship's Angel Tree program blessed over 300,000 children of prisoners with a gift from their incarcerated parent. They get a personalized note from mom or dad. They get a Bible in English or Spanish. They get a present, a gift, maybe two. And that means the world for children. And there are 2.7 million children with mom or dad or both in jail. LaShonda Jones has a young son and a daughter who really miss their dad who is in prison. But their lives have been brightened at Christmas time by men and women just like you.
People don't understand sometimes how that void can, you know, be with the kids. I think she was one when he left, and he was two. He had just turned two. So, I mean, since then, they've been able to every year for Christmas to have a chance to have something from their dad or for him to be around for Christmas.
Can you please help that make that happen for hundreds of thousands? It's usually a church patio operation. A lot of people write checks and they go to online sites, but we've never rolled it out on HughHewitt.com before. This is the first time ever I've done this because Prison Fellowship is blown up. It's delivering the presents, it's doing that, but their delivery system has been disintermediated, disrupted, dinked. It's like the Browns sacking Carson Wentz 35 times yesterday. That might be an exaggeration. Because the church patios are closed. So we need you to go to HughHewitt.com and go up to the very top, and you're going to see the Angel Tree banner. Dig as deep as you can. $20 is a gift for a child delivered from their mom or dad in jail. So if you can give $2,000, you're taking care of 100 children. If you can give $1,000, you're taking care of 50. If you can give $20, you're taking care of one. And they get a Bible, they get a present, they get a note from mom or dad. Prison Fellowship has all the networks inside of the jails and the prisons of the United States. They know these kids. They get these kids into their loving embrace. They take care of them. They add some light and joy in their life. And so please be a part of Prison Fellowship's Angel Tree Ministry over at HughHewitt.com. Also, coming up, Selena Zito. Let me talk to a couple people in Georgia. John in Raines, Georgia. Hello, John.
How are you, Hugh?
Good
first
morning.
First time caller, long time listener. Yes, I voted for Doug Collins, but we're going to be able to make it work. We're going to try to get Loeffler and Purdue over the finish line.
Whew. I mean, do you see signs for them? I know that you're being buried in ads down there.
Oh, it's atrocious, Hugh. I mean, every commercial, I mean, running jokes about Raphael Warnock. We understand, we get it. But the problem I have is these dang millennial kids voted for Joe Jorgensen in the presidential election. I don't know what they're going to do, but I feel like we'll make the turnout.
Yeah, you know, it's so important. Just make sure, if you're a church-going person, are you?
Absolutely.
Well, make sure you go through your church directory and just tell people, you know, religious liberty really depends upon judges, and we do not want radical left-wing judges coming from Joe Biden and getting through the Senate. We do not want all the stuff I listed. You know, we don't want taxes skyrocketing. We do not want the Second Amendment assaulted. We do not want the filibuster ended. We do not want the list of nightmarish plans that they've got. They want to, among other things, break the filibuster, pack the Supreme Court. That's the most radical thing. Raphael Warnock is in favor of that. Slash military spending, defund the police, evolve Medicare. I can't tell you. You know all that, right, John? Everybody knows that.
100%. I'm not a little. I mean, I'm a high information voter, and that, I just think it's going to be a. I still think this, the energy is there with the conservative movement, and you know, this is desperation with Chuck Schumer standing in the streets of New York saying what he said. I think it's time to go, and I think we're going to make it. We'll be okay.
All right, thank you, my friend Ray in Blue Ridge, Georgia. Ray, what do you think? You're going to be okay down there?
Yes, sir. I think it's going to be fine. I'm seeing all kinds of Purdue signs. I haven't seen any Loeffler signs out yet. But I'd like to make a comment about the upcoming debates, if it's okay.
Sure.
Raphael Warnock and Kelly Loeffler are going to debate Sunday, December 6th. Well, I'll be watching that unless there's a Steelers game on. But huh. David Perdue already said he's not going to debate John Ossoff. And John Ossoff already said the debate's going to happen. They're going to have an empty podium. And I'd advise David Perdue, don't skip that debate. Put your gloves on and duke it out with this kid because it's not going to look good. And the only thing they're going to attack them on is the insider trading scandal that I believe they've already been cleared of.
Ray, I got to disagree with you. I'm going to tell you why. John Ossoff is not qualified to be a United States senator.
He's a 33-year-old trust fund socialist who makes movies with Chinese Communist Party money, and he should not even be in anybody's he got thrashed already, and if it wasn't for the Libertarian, Purdue would have won once. Now Purdue's got to win twice. I just would not give the kid the time of day. He is not a serious person.
Well, okay. I'm just saying that, you know, he might need to do this because they're going to have an empty podium up there, and it's just going to be bad. I agree. I absolutely know what John Ossoff is.
All right, my friend, I got to go tell people about it. Thank you for the call. Selena Zito is next. Stay tuned, America. The Yinzer Report is right ahead. Welcome back, America, on the Monday of Thanksgiving week. We're joined by Selena Zito for the Yinzer Report. Selena, working out of the Pittsburgh area, writes for the New York Post, the Washington Examiner, the Wall Street Journal, just about everyone. Happy Thanksgiving in advance, Selena. How are you?
I'm swell. Happy Thanksgiving to you, too.
Now, what is happening to the Zito Thanksgiving this year? Are you doing it lonely by your lonesome, or are you going to get a couple of people in your pod? What's the deal?
Well, my family, there's 10 of us, so we meet the criteria, and we have Sunday dinner every Sunday anyways, and none of us have been anywhere around any other human being, so that's where we're just going to have dinner at my parents. My daughter and her children are going to stay home and just have it at their house, just, you know, so that there's not too many people in the grandparents' house.
You know, what's unfortunate about this is usually Fetching Mrs. Hewitt picks up the strays, and people who are out of town, people, you know, in Southern California, people pick up the Marines at Camp Pendleton, bring one or two home. Yep. That's just not happening this year. And so our thoughts and prayers go out to a whole bunch of people who aren't going to get any turkey this Thanksgiving.
I know. I have my son is in Boulder, Colorado. He'll be home alone. I feel terrible. And you're right. We usually do the same thing, too. We usually have a couple extras at the house, but we're a bit, you know, we're barely able to just be home. And so instead of making 14 pies this year, I'm only making three.
Okay. Now, tell me how the people that you talked to as a reporter are reacting to President-elect Biden, to the president firing Sidney Powell, basically saying she doesn't represent us anymore. The legal effort has fallen apart.
The legal effort has fallen apart, and most people have, you know, come to the realization that this race was very close. It certainly wasn't the landslide for either man, as in particular as anticipated for Biden, and that they do not want this dragged on. They want to be able to move on. And a lot of people that are the people that are really into politics really want to see the president, you know, sort of pull Grover Cleveland, right? His wife was famous for saying to the staff after his first term, turning and saying to them, don't change things too much because we'll be back in 4 years.
Yeah. Very possible that he does that. And I was beginning to think that the legal effort was going to hurt the opportunity that he has if he chooses to do that.
Yeah. Oh, I completely agree. I think, you know, it's time to concede, and it's time to let people to try to get back to normal. And, you know, to be able to win in Georgia, the Republicans have to be able to set the table of a contrast of what it would look like with a Biden presidency. They are unable to see that, and Georgians aren't giving a clear picture of what it would look like because the contrast hasn't been presented, you know, the way it traditionally is. So you can't talk about, well, look what they're doing here and look what they're doing there. Instead, we're still talking about President Trump, and that hurts the Republicans' efforts to show a contrast.
And what a contrast! If they get a 51-50 Senate by winning both with lightweight Ossoff and radical Warnock, they will aim to break the filibuster, pack the Supreme Court, slash military
Absolutely.
Spending, defund the police, evolve Medicare, send taxes soaring, confirm hard left judges and other nominees, attack the Second Amendment. I mean, it is as sharp a contrast as conceivable.
Yes, absolutely. But you can't effectively make that argument while we're still having an argument about the race that ended, you know, a couple weeks ago.
So
I think the best thing for him to do is to concede the race, acknowledge that there's inconsistencies and in our voting, vow to be a reformer on that, and you know, it's time to move forward.
Do you will hear from the right edge of the bell curve of Trump supporters, though. They're very angry at anyone recognizing reality. I sometimes think they amplify that purposefully on the left in order to try and persuade people that the Trump support is just out there. And it's not.
No, it absolutely is not. If you talk to people, and I have a piece coming up in the New York Post next weekend just about this. And as always, if you are a Trump supporter, a reporter and or the left and or the never Trump right will find the most bizarre person, prop them up, amplify whatever they're saying and say, see, they're all like that. And that's not true. But they've been doing that for 4 years.
And they're not going to stop. No, I will look for that.
They're never going to stop.
When is that coming in the New York Post, Selena?
It'll be next Sunday.
I look for it. Selena Zito. Go to her website, selenazito.com, selenazito.com. Sign up for her newsletter. Get every column that she writes. Thank you, Selena. I'll be right back. Hour number two of the Monday of Thanksgiving Week Hugh Hewitt Show is next. Hi, Hugh Hewitt for ReliefFactor.com. If you are in pain and you want out of pain, well, you need to talk to the people that get it done. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son owners of ReliefFactor.com. They tell me that sometimes whole families can be helped when one member of the family gets out of pain. For example, finally, a married couple gets to sleep through the night again when one isn't tossing and turning with a terrible back. That's why Pete and Seth created the 3-week quick start, so you can find out if those people are you. For about $1 a day, you can see if you can get out of pain, and after that, lessen the cost of a cup of coffee a week to stay out of pain. The 3-week quick start is like a trial pack, and it can be at your door in about 2 to 3 days. Let's face it, getting older, exercise, even everyday living can create discomfort, pain. You don't order Relief Factor just for yourself. Order it for your wife, your husband, your family, your friends. They miss the old you, too. 3-week quick start at ReliefFactor.com or call 800-500-8384. 800-500-8384.